sharp is your memory? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Tallarico, associate professor of psychology at Lafayette College, shows how our memories might not be as accurate as we think.
I'd like you to remember the last time you ate dinner at a restaurant. Were you able to see the scene, maybe recreate the taste of the meal, or hear the sound of your dining partner's laugh? These details allow you to re-experience the event while remembering it. But how do you know that the details you are retrieving are accurate? We're usually willing to admit we might be leaving out some details or forgetting, but we're usually less aware when we are introducing new details or when we might be confusing details from one event with those of a similar event. These are not conscious lies that we tell ourselves, but rather the natural result of the way that our mind recreates the past. Remembering is much more like staging a play than showing a film. Think about that dinner again. You likely didn't pay much attention to the floor at the time, yet your memory included some kind of carpet or wood flooring. As we experience the world, we build representations of what events are typically like, and we then rely on those representations to help fill in the blanks when we recall specific events. Most of the time, most components of our memories are mostly accurate. But if you've ever had a disagreement with a spouse or a sibling about what happened at a particular event in the past, you know that although you both believe you're remembering the event correctly, one of you must be wrong. The subjective sense of confidence in our own memories is often at odds with objective accuracy. And this is true even when the event in question is more important or more emotional than a simple restaurant dinner. For example, my colleagues and I have shown that even though we all believe we know exactly where we were and what we were doing when we learned of the September 11th attacks, many of our memories have changed over the years such that what we remember now is different from what we recalled then. So in the future, remember that remembering isn't perfect.
That was Jennifer Tallarico of Lafayette College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Long-lived dream, but I have-